WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're going to talk about degenerate art. Don't get me wrong, I'm not calling this art degenerate. It was the Nazis that gave it that label. The Nazis wanted to purge Germany of abstract art and the avant-garde. In 1937, 16,000 artworks were confiscated from the nation's museums and galleries. 650 of them were put on display in an exhibition called Degenerate Art. The exhibition was intended to show that there was a true peril in this aesthetic and it would no longer be tolerated. The Nazis wrote graffiti on the museum walls condemning the work. The Los Angeles County Museum of Art has reconstructed this exhibition in a show they call Degenerate Art, The Fate of the Avant-Garde in Nazi Germany. We called the curator Stephanie Barron.
There were actually two exhibitions that were mounted in Munich in July of 1937 by the National Socialists, one of approved art and one of degenerate art. So that, in fact, it really was a rather didactic showing of what the public should dislike.
The funny thing is, the degenerate art had a much larger audience than the approved art show did.
Absolutely, 5-1.
What does that say to you?
Well, I think two things. I think that the power of the art was extraordinary, and I think one would like to hope that it was the power of the art that was attracting people. But on the other hand, I think to be more practical, there was a lot of attention given to the degenerate art show. There was a lot of publicity for it. There was a lot of encouraging people to go, to mock, to scorn. So we don't really know exactly of the vast number of people who came to the exhibition, you know, how many were coming to mock and how many were coming, in essence, to pay homage for the last moment to these great works of art that they knew would then disappear.
Judging by what was assembled in this degenerate art show, what kind of art was most offensive to the Nazis?
I think German Expressionism, that is the art created in Germany from around 1905 to the mid-20s, bold, passionate, expressive portraits, landscapes, still lives, imbued with strong colors, reflecting an influence of primitivism, of African and Oceanic people, essentially works which carried emotion, psychological content, which caused a reaction in the visitor. These were the kinds of works, as well as works that were purely abstract, works that were being made, for instance, at the Bauhaus, the experimental art school. These were the kinds of works that were particularly abhorrent to the Nazis. In addition, of course, those works by Jewish artists. Although it's surprising for most people to realize that of the 112 artists included in the original exhibition, only 6 of them were Jewish.
Do you have a sense of what it was about abstract art that the Nazis found so disturbing, so dangerous?
It didn't look like what it was supposed to be representing. I think they were the most attracted to highly representational, if you will, photographically representational works of art. So in a certain respect, abstract art, in terms of what would be abhorrent, would go off the charts.
You reprint some of the original Nazi brochure that accompanied this exhibition. And in the brochure it says, "The artist does not work for the artist, but like everyone else, he works for the people. And we shall take good care that from now on, the people will be the judges of his art." Then you also reprint some of a 1933 manifesto on the arts, which decrees all public sculptures not approved by the German public should be immediately removed. All museum directors who wasted public monies by purchasing un-German art should be fired immediately. You describe the show as basically politicizing aesthetic issues. Let me get you to elaborate on that.
Well, I think the exhibition in 1937 was really the culmination of the Nazis' attack on visual art. These artists were summarily fired. They were forced, in many cases, to flee their country. They were prohibited from working. So this was an attack not only against artists, but, as you said, against the institutions, museums, art criticism, for instance, was outlawed. All forms of criticism were outlawed by 1936. So the museums, the journals, the critics, the art dealers, and the artists themselves were all essentially prohibited from working in the manner that they had worked prior to 1933. So it was a tremendous kind of politicization of creative expression and of all of the various elements that supported, in essence, the artist's activities.
Are you trying to make connections between this Nazi show and the crackdown on the National Endowment for the Arts and the art that they fund, attempts to shut down museums showing the homoerotic work of Robert Mapplethorpe? Are you trying to make connections between what's happening now and what happened then?
I think that's a logical question, certainly, to raise, but I think one has to understand a couple of things. One is that we began this exhibition seriously 5 years ago, long before the specter of any of these recent events with the NEA or Mapplethorpe or Serrano emerged. I think it's inevitable to make connections. I think that certainly has sparked a lot of interest in the themes of the exhibition. But I really feel that this is an historical exhibition. It describes rather broadly and in a lot of depth extraordinary and, I think, unique assaults on artistic and creative freedoms and individuals. And I think that if one wants to draw parallels or make commentary, that I think the exhibition and the catalog and the museum's activities can really function best as a catalyst for this kind of discussion. But I think for us to kind of engage or to initiate that kind of discussion or commentary puts us in a position that I don't think is the right one for us in this particular instance.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Are you disturbed by attempts now to try to differentiate between healthy art and degenerate art, and by attempts to fund the healthy art but not the, quote, degenerate art?
I think any kinds of infringements on artistic freedom using those kinds of terminologies is dangerous.
Do you think it's dangerous to determine what art is acceptable according to what the content, what the subject matter of the art is? If the subject matter is sexual or homoerotic or, you know?
Well, I think if one, you know, goes back and looks at the exhibition in 1937, we can see, you know, what this led to and what it, you know, how it was used in a certain sense very effectively for this exhibition in 37.
Why did you want to do this show?
I was struck in the early 80s when I really first began to stumble against this exhibition. And it came about because in the early 80s I was doing a show on German Expressionist sculpture, and I found reference to a number of very important sculptures that had last been seen in 1937 in the Degenerate Art Show and had then disappeared. In 1987, I was very lucky when I was in Berlin on a fellowship, I found 70 installation photographs showing room by room the different rooms of the original exhibition. Once I found those, I really was almost, it was like a quest to really try to find out what happened to these works of art. And I feel that it's something that is important to look at. I think the quality of the works of art was astonishing. And I think I was struck over and over again by the amount of effort, manpower, and interest that was given by a totalitarian government for the express purpose of quashing and removing works of art from public view. And the power, in a certain respect, that they vested in art and the need that they felt to control it. And I was really struck by that, and I just wanted to examine it more thoroughly.
Well, your show raises a very interesting question, which is, why would a totalitarian government like the Third Reich care so much about What's going on in painting?
There was obviously a feeling that this art could be dangerous. And I'm not sure I totally understand it still. But, you know, I think we've tried to examine the extraordinary measures that they went to subdue and to get rid of this art, not only the visual arts, but writing, music, film, all of these different areas that they found threatening.
One last question. Looking on the bright side, do you like to see the Nazi-organized degenerate art show as a tribute to the power of art?
Absolutely. I think there's no question about it, but that the extraordinary quality and power of the works of art do survive. I mean, many of the works are lost, but the ones that do survive really do triumph, and that's really what we remember.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Stephanie Barron is the curator of the show Degenerate Art, The Fate of the Avant-Garde in Nazi Germany. It's currently at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. The show will travel to the Art Institute of Chicago in June. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.